Does this, do we try and get bullying under control by targeting social media first? Well, I believe NetSafe, along with the government, have done an outstanding job with their harmful Digital Communications Act. I think it's working wonders. People have been prosecuted for various offences. To discuss this in more detail, NetSafe Executive Director Martin Koga is back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
A lot of stories out from Christchurch today of people that are at their wits' end when it comes to bullying. In fact, somebody emailed me saying their daughter was being text messaged late at night from the perpetrator saying, go kill yourself. Now, yep. That is actually deemed to be illegal now, isn't it, Martin? Those types of bullying?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of online abuse and harassment has been picked up and covered by the Harmful Digital Communications Act. I mean, in that specific case, if you're telling someone to go kill themselves, especially if you genuinely believe that may be an option, that is illegal. In fact, any incitement to suicide is now illegal and was made illegal when the Harmful Digital Communications Act came in. Mm-hmm. But even, texting someone through the night, harassing them in that way, even if those messages weren't as offensive as telling them to go kill themselves, they would still be a breach of the Act. It's one thing to breach the law. It's another thing to be able to practically do something about it. And that's where the service that the government funded in with the Act, which NetSafe runs, is making a difference, because people have this independent party, which is us, to turn to and to talk to about their issues and to get help with resolution.
Do you think anti-bullying campaigns first and foremost need to start with social media, given the fact so many young people engage with it?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. If you ignore the environments that young people are active in and they're expressing themselves in, then you're clearly missing the point when it comes to young people. Social media is a huge part of their lives, and I'm using the term social media very broadly in that. And the companies that deliver those key tools have gain nothing from bullying and harassment, making their users uncomfortable on the site. So it actually produces an opportunity to address it and work with those companies. And that's, again, that's where we feel as though we're getting good traction, that those key providers are keen to see things move in the same direction we are.
Does it worry you, though, with the likes of Facebook? They seem to be taking a softly attitude with some issues on Facebook. For example, they don't think it's their right to be taking off videos of those who actively engage in threatening or carrying out, suicide. I mean, where does it stop?
Yeah, look, we do find ourselves, disagreeing with Facebook and some of the other large companies on a fairly regular basis about the line that they draw. Certainly for New Zealand, we understand what it is that New Zealanders think is acceptable and what they don't. We recognise that's different in different countries, but frankly, that's not our concern or our problem. That's a multinational's problem. They operate in lots of different countries, and they need to be sensitive to each country they operate in. But the benefit of setting up an agency in the way that NetSafe was empowered by the HDC Act is that people like Facebook get one agency to work with and work through those problems with. So, we've only been running the approved agency for 6 months. So I don't want to pretend that we've made massive inroads in that regard. But certainly we're seeing the benefit of that single point of contact between New Zealand in terms of representing our online safety concerns and companies like Facebook is starting to pay off, because it is possible for them to work with an agency like that in many countries and make progress. When they're just getting thousands of reports from unhappy New Zealanders, it's very hard for them to filter through which of those are representative of New Zealand or just, an individual view. So, yeah, I think we'll make progress, but we'll certainly be plenty of times where we'll think, we'll disagree on the outcome of individual decisions.
Indeed, Martin Koga from NetSafe, the Executive Director, thank you very much for your insight this morning.